Hello, this is Jay Flannery, the Bee, for Bee's World, Power Band, and Filled by Pete Sauce. Today, Michigan Baseball Review. It's on this Friday morning, and it's at the end of a storm here. We're going to get these games in. We're going to get the 6 o'clock game in tonight against Indiana. Come on out. The weather should be okay. It's going to be passable. It's going to be about 55, 60. Rest of the weekend's going to be better. Weather Saturday and Sunday as we host the Hoosiers in a big series here. Still in contention for the Big Ten title. Obviously, we need to win a lot of games, and we need some other teams to lose, but we control this. We play Indiana, Maryland, and Rutgers. Those are three teams we have to beat and beat out and contend. So we'll figure things out and see where they go. Last weekend, kind of rough. Lost 2 out of 3 at Purdue. Give them credit. They beat us pretty bad twice. We beat them pretty bad Sunday. They would wait out the starting pitcher with Cam and Connor, and then they got some runs off our bullpen. Sunday, Chase was really good. 6-run second inning. Joe Stewart, big day again. Seriously, team MVP candidate. Don't stand in the starting lineup. Had a really good weekend. Couple hits. He's going to be a really good player for us heading forward. So we're excited to see that. And also we got my man Minivan still there. So hopefully we'll get some good production out of the first base spot with Ted and Riley and Maddie at third and Jimmy at catcher. We have a really good infield. And Clarky and Joe and, you know, rotating Tito, Jordan, Joey Vasquez and left. Jake's gotten in there a little too, coming off his injury. So we're in a good spot position-wise. Pitching, we're starting to figure out. We have a really good group, young group. Moving Jacob Dunner around. Connor's really stepped up. Kim Weston's been really good. And Chase Allen stepped up huge. And then we got Renard coming in. And Noah's been really good for us. But you don't get somebody like Jello, Walker Cleveland, King Corinthy, and Jack White are coming back from being injured. So we got to get these guys going. As far as Indiana goes, and you look at the standings, they're 6-9. This league is very weird. Got two really bad teams, the Golden Gophers. Is it golfers or golf gophers? Let's do Caddyshack. And then the Suckeyes are 3-13. And then everybody else, you got from 15-3 to 6-9. You got three teams that are 6-9, one team that's 6-7, two teams that are 7-8. Then you got the contender group, which we are in, at 9-6. Iowa ahead of us, 10-5. Illinois ahead of us, 12-6. Maryland and Rutgers, who we both play back-to-back weekends, 11-4, and Rutgers is 15-3. It's going to be hard. It's doable. We also have a huge advantage, and we have played probably the toughest schedule of all these teams. If you look at, you know, the non-conference and so forth, when you do seeding for the World Series, and, you know, when you have the, you look at where things are as far as RPI and schedule strength, and we've gone to Louisville, we played Louisville, Vanderbilt, you know, Cal State Fullerton came out here. I know they're not having a good year, but that's a brand that we scheduled. You know, we're going to be okay in that area. As far as Indiana goes, really good offensive team. Playing well. And we have to pitch to beat these guys. They have really good hitting. They got a couple of guys with double-digit home runs. Ellis and Matheson. Got a guy hitting 340. Really good base stealer, Bobby Whalen, 23 steals. He just took 2 out of 3 from a good Illinois team. So we have to play well. And we have to win our home games. We have to win these series. You know, as an example, Purdue's playing Iowa this weekend. I'm trying to figure out who Rutgers is playing. Hold on, my computer, of course, is freezing. But Illinois's got Miami, Ohio. I'm looking. I see their schedule. So, but how we control the standings is win our games. You know, we will be okay. But the best offensive teams in our league are Rutgers, Maryland, and Illinois. They're all hitting 290 to 315. And we're not that far off. Maryland's got 82 home runs. So, just to give you an idea, we got 56, excuse me. But how we make up these games is we win series. And that's why that last Ohio State game was so critical. Not just how we lost it, it was that we were in a position to sweep. And 10 wins is a lot better than 9 wins. We'll see. I went to Michigan. I figured this out. But it's a huge deal. So come on out. Support the guys. Got a good group. We got a First Responders Day. We got a couple of promotions. Be excited. You know, last couple games here to see. And we'll be ready to rock. But, you know, it is what it is. Maryland and Rutgers, by the way, that's what it is. They are playing on... Are they playing Sunday? Yes. Maryland and Rutgers, Sunday and Monday. So, one of them is going to lose. So, and then we'll go off of that, but... Just got to keep winning games, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll. But a lot of games to be played, a lot of strange things can happen. If you told me the 2019 team would do what they did at this point in the season, you know, as EB said, they got hot at the right time. So, again, come out, support the boys. This is Jay Flanway, the B for Beaver's Roll, powered by Amden, fueled by Pete's House. LFG, baby. Go Blue.